Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. This day is for you. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We will have Daniel Turner calling in from Power of the Future here in a little bit. He was pretty riled up about something this week, and he said, I want to talk about that on Free for All Friday. And I said, you go right ahead. We're going to do it. I'm going to kind of go a different direction here for just a little bit. You know, I like to go back to the songs and their lyrics. And I have a song that, you know, when I was a teenager, I just thought this was such a neat song. Now, it's a sad song. It's a sad song. And it's called Silence is Golden. And they did the little nasal song, little nasal part in it, you know, when they did the high part. But I want you to think of the her and the she in here as USA, America. So I'm going to give you the lyrics of this song, and I want you to think about what it would mean if the she, the her, the girl, is America. Oh, don't it hurt deep inside to see someone do something to her? Oh, don't it pain to see someone cry? How especially if that someone is her. Silence is golden, but my eyes still see. Silence is golden, golden, but my eyes still see. Talking is cheap. People follow like sheep, even though there is nowhere to go. How could she tell he? How could she tell he deceived her so well? Pity she'll be the last one to know. Silence is golden, but my eyes still see. How many times will she fall for his lies? Should I tell her or should I be cool? If I tried, I know she'd say I lied. Mind your business. Don't hurt her, you fool. Silence is golden, but my eyes still see. Silence is golden, but my eyes still see. Iran Hirsi Ali, now she is the female who was abused in the Middle East by Islam, what they did to her as a little girl. She says, if you don't like what's happening, then I think you should speak up. I don't like it. We the people have stood by, for the most part, silent, and watched as D.C. occupiers destroy this nation's rule of law and constitution. We've stood silent and watched the elected officials legislate for money and compromise for liberty. Laws on top of laws, so many laws, restrictions that the people can't possibly know or keep them. God's laws, rule of laws, are the ones that count. And Ayn Rand said the only power any government has to power to crack down on criminals. That's the only power they have. Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible for men to live without breaking the law. And James Madison said, it will be of little avail to the people if the laws be so voluminous that they cannot be read, are so incoherent that they cannot be understood. But the legislators today, like Nancy Pelosi, when they were trying to pass the, well, I don't know how many, 2,000-page national health care, socialist health care, She said, we have to pass the bill so you can find out what is in it. Silence is not golden. The Democrat socialists and the Republican globalists don't seem to really understand their duty to liberty and to we the people. The Democrats want socialism. The Republicans want big government, still controlling and lacking in independence. Correct? Not a whole lot different the way they're running things. Ayn Rand also said, and think about this, she said this a long time ago, but think about it for what it means today. We are fast approaching the stage of the ultimate inversion. The stage where the government is free to do anything it pleases, while the citizens may act only by permission. And Ayn Rand said the smallest minority on earth is the individual. Those who deny individual rights cannot claim to be defenders of minorities. Regardless of the minority, you cannot favor one over the other. Equality is just that, male, female, color, etc. That's from me. Ayn Rand went on to say individual rights are not subject to a public vote. A majority has no right to vote away the rights of a minority. The political function of rights is precisely to protect minorities from oppression by majorities. And the smallest minority on earth is the individual. This politically correct socialist agenda, which preaches warm fuzzies, is all the while robbing you blind. They've damaged our nation. Save the democracy, they scream, while preaching socialism and communism and legislating big government socialism. The legislative system is corrupt. The judicial system is corrupt. The executive branch is infiltrated and with corruptions. The bureaucracy has taken over. And what that means is you no longer have a voice or a choice. So while women are told they have a choice to kill their babies, while Cuomo says we are not great because women are discriminated against, the Democrat Party enslaves all who they claim to protect. Abortion is about money and abortion is about control. Health care is about control and money. You see, while we've remained silent, they've become quite wealthy and we've become they're useful idiots. Silence is not golden. Silence destroys liberty. Just think about that for a little bit as we look at today's news. Like I said, Daniel Turner will be joining us in a little bit, and he's pretty upset about something. Now, you might have a clue. Because I know you've recognized his New York brogue. He's quite upset, and he has every right to be. I have an article here that I was going to share. I don't know that I would really call it an article, but it's a list of facts, and we're just about out of time here for this segment. But it's talking about the NFL and how they stand for freedom of speech. Because they allow players to take a knee. Now, you know how I feel about that. I really don't believe that that is freedom of speech. I don't believe it's a true protest. Oh, I believe it's a protest, all right. But I don't believe they are truly oppressed. Are there prejudices? You bet there are. There are people that are going to be prejudiced, and you never can legislate that away. But you got to recognize what's going on, and we the people have got to stop being silent, because silence is not golden. Silence destroys. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It is free for all variety of your calls, and welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. Daniel Turner will join us, Power of the Future. He's upset, and we're going to hear all about it. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
That lives down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms down. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing that I don't.
Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I told you Daniel was going to be on with us, and he's upset. And he has every right to be. Americans have every right to be upset. Daniel, I hope you're as angry as I put you out to be. We decided to rename Free For All Fridays to Fired Up Fridays, because we've been fired up here lately.
That's a good rebranding, and I emailed you yesterday and was fired up, and still am. I know you talked about it, but it's just so frustrating when you see these politicians who want to say things to appeal to their ever crazier leftist base. But what does the Bible say, right? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And and what do these people believe, right? What does Governor Cuomo believe? And very quickly, I'll tell you the backstory. My grandparents on my mom's side are from Italy. So are Andrew Cuomo's. They all settled in the same area of Queens. My grandmother taught Andrew Cuomo's sisters in high school and in the all-girls Catholic school where they went, where my grandmother worked, where the Andrew Cuomo sisters went. The neighboring house, big house on a big plot of land, they were not Catholic, but they always brought gifts to the nuns and to the teachers, like my grandmother at Christmas time, and it was Fred and Mary Trump, Donald Trump's parents. How small of a world is that? That Donald Trump's parents were giving gifts to the nuns who taught Andrew Cuomo's sister. We're all children of immigrants in that area. Mm-hmm. And to hear him say something like America was never great, it's disgusting, because his grandparents, like mine, left Italy to escape fascism and to achieve the American dream. How dare he disrespect their legacy?
You know, what I focused on yesterday with what he said was his other comment. We're not going to make America great.
Yeah.
That's what he said. And then, of course, he was trying to feed on the women in the audience. Mm-hmm. You know, all the women mm-hmm. need to vote Democrats because we're the only ones that care about you killing your babies. We're the only ones who care about your right to do this and that, you know. And, we're not going to get rid of some of the things, but we've come a long way in this nation. And while there are prejudices and there are people who are racist, we are not a racist nation as a whole. And as a whole, we're not a nation that hates one gender over the other. And as a whole, we're not a nation that hates disabled people or crippled people or we're just not. We're not a nation that hates color. But there are people within the nation that are prejudiced.
Exactly.
And, exactly. It's just, to try to broad that out and make these statements that we're not a great nation because we discriminate is just wrong.
It is, and it just shows you what they think about the country, and it makes you wonder why they ran for office. If you were governor, and before he was governor, Andrew Cuomo was Secretary of Housing in the Clinton administration. His whole life he's been in public service, right? The guy's never really had a job. he's always been in government. But you say, if we are such a horrible nation, why would you want to be part of it, right? He could go back to where his family came from, and to tie it back to Power of the Future, to tie it back to energy, great report that came out today mentioned how just the state of Texas is pumping out more oil than the entire country of Iran right now. Just the state of Texas.
Isn't that awesome?
Andrew Cuomo thinks America is racist and treats women poorly. Maybe he should go to Iran and see how they really treat religious minorities. Ask about the Jewish community in Iran or the Christian community in Iran who have all been decimated. Look at the treatment of women in Iran. Look at the treatment of gays in Iran. So for him to get on this pulpit and say, we are a terrible country, it's infuriating that he's so short-sighted and the things he will say to get elected.
Ayan Hirsi Ali, and I'm probably saying her name wrong. She's a wonderful woman. And she continues to speak out against the mutilation and abuse that women endure under Islam, and at least under the radical Islam. And I think she would tell you that the United States women are treated pretty good.
Exactly.
But she is an amazing woman.
Yeah. And I put a little something on Twitter the other day. CNN tried to make some hay off of President Trump posing with the Bikers for Trump. And some of them had patches that were a little aggressive, right? You saw that. I mean, bikers are an interesting group of guys, but huge headlines. President Trump poses next to this biker. And I just reminded CNN when President Obama posed next to the president of Gambia, you didn't seem to have a problem with it. The president of Gambia has said, I will personally slit the throat of anyone homosexual in my country. And that's a statement of his. It is capital offense. They are murdered. Where was CNN's outrage over him posing with that? We don't do that in America. Whatever your position is on that issue, we don't do that to people in America.
The hypocrisy.
CNN had no problem with that. Just the hypocrisy just drives us crazy, that man.
You know, and the real source of this, or not source, but the real purpose of this, is to go after the people that they know care, because they don't care. They're ignoring Keith Ellison. They've ignored others in Hollywood. I can't ever remember that guy's name. I ignore Hollywood mostly. The guy that had abused women for years and years and years, mm-hmm. and other women had ignored it there in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And now they come out with this Me Too movement, which is nothing. It is just, it means nothing. Because they, like I said, they're ignoring this thing with Keith Ellison, and of course everything's not been brought out yet. But, they don't care about those abuses. They only care about maybe something the president did or some Republican did, because they want the Christian, the evangelicals to not vote for President Trump the next time, because they're the ones that pretty much got him, that and Rule America got him elected. You know, it was only us white people. It's only us white people. You know, and I've got this. All right, go ahead, finish.
I was going to say, doesn't that explain why so many people turned out for President Trump? Because we had politicians who talked about how bad of a country America was. His name was Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And for 8 years, he did that. He always told us, he was always apologizing for America, all of our crimes, all of our sins, all. And we finally got a president who says, no, we've done some things wrong, but we're a pretty great nation. And surprise, that resonates with people.
Do you remember how the media flipped out when the president was talking about Russia and some of these other countries? But I think it was particularly Russia. And I can't remember if this is right after the election or just before. It was right in there. It was pretty early on. And he mm-hmm. said something, and he goes, look, you think we're so innocent? Meaning the U.S., and they flipped out. And now what are they doing? They're riding in the streets, and they're claiming that America is just terrible. We keep hearing them chant, you know, Antifa chanting, no walls, no borders, no more USA.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
You know, I reminded, and maybe this is harsh, maybe this is going beyond, but this is just about to the point where my heart is. If they don't like it, they can leave it. Get out. Mm-hmm. Don't try and change it. You want a socialistic government, go to a country that has a socialistic government. Go do it. Go get involved there. Leave us alone. But when we had our revolution, those who didn't want to be a part of a free country, we sent them out packing. About 100,000 of them. You know, we had a lot of people promise to move to Canada that didn't move. I'm ready to send them. Let's take the money we were going to use on the wall and send them all somewhere else. That's what I'm up to. You know, we may not need the wall so much if we get rid of them all.
If we just got rid of some of these folks.
So seriously, because we have the laws. The laws are there to protect that they're not implementing. No. And so anyway, that was my off the cuff comment.
No, and it's a perfect segue. It follows logically, and it's just you just get tired of folks like Keith Ellison, like Pelosi, like Obama, and now like Andrew Cuomo, who just think that bashing the country will somehow ingratiate themselves in the electorate. And people want to always be better. They want to make America great in every sense. But what we don't always want to hear from these elected officials is how bad of a country we are, because Americans don't believe that.
You know,
there's a lot of evidence to prove it.
I'm a female, and I'm in a tough world with the media. And, you know, and I represent rural America, so I've opted to stay in rural America, not take this great chance and go move to New York or Washington and be a part of that, because the voice is right here in the center of this nation. And I figure if you're on the radio, it doesn't matter where you're sitting. You know what I'm saying? And
sure.
I mean, because you can get on your cell phone no matter where you travel to and talk to me. You know, but I do not feel that I am oppressed as a female. I do not feel that I'm discriminated against just because I'm a female. Now, have I had people that have treated me in a discriminatory way? Yeah, I have. But as a whole, I do not feel that I'm discriminated against and I need the government to come to my aid. I don't feel that way.
No.
I just don't.
No.
We're going into a break. Do you want to hang in and have fun on this fired up Friday, or do you need to leave?
I wish I could. I'd love being with you, but I do have to go.
Okay, we're going
to. Your listeners.
All right, thank you, Daniel. 877-895-5410. We're fired up on this Friday. We'll be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural local families a voice. Visit PowerTheFuture.us. PowerTheFuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code Bethann. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code Bethann. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code Bethann. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with 2 or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's free for all Friday, but we're thinking about it. Seriously, we're thinking about naming them Fired Up Fridays, because sometimes we're pretty fired up. We don't want foul language. Just get fired up. Get fired up and do something. We're going to go to Laura in Missouri. Laura, how are you doing?
Good, Bethann. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. Where you been? I know you're busy.
Your comment that you had that silence is not golden is definitely true, because silence is consent.
You're
and,
right.
When people send you letters and you do not respond back to them, or the government starts doing things and you do not get fired up and fire back at them and tell them, hey, this is something you shouldn't be doing, you're all consenting to what's going on. So, everybody needs to get, like you said, fired up and get involved. Be aware of things are coming out.
And it's hard to do. It's hard.
You've been talking about our D.C. occupiers,
yeah,
and what we're going to do to take care of them, but we can't do anything to take care of them until everybody realizes that this government is not our government. It is a private corporation that has been since the Organic Act of 1871. We cannot do anything to prevent that other than getting rid of all of our Congress that we've got right now.
Fire them. Fire them. You're fired. But we do.
Absolutely, you know.
And that's getting tough because. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They're out there doing their own thing. And they don't have to listen to us because they are not working for us. They're working for the corporation. And we, you know, could have had good representatives here locally within the state that are doing things for us. But even our state government are part of the franchises of the federal.
Well, they're working on their resumes to go to D.C.
And it's just crazy. Yeah, they're just working up the chain.
So let me ask you, Laura, do you think we're finally going to get rid of Claire?
Oh, my God, I hope. But, you know,
well, we're going to work on that here. Somebody, when the 2016 election took place and the next morning I walked into the office, I was moved to tears. I seriously was. Somebody had sent me a fax. There was a fax on the fax machine congratulating me for defeating Hillary and getting President Donald Trump elected. And I thought, I'm such a small potato, but you know, we do have a voice. And
you do.
And I'm going to try and do the same thing. Are you listening, McCaskill? I'm going to try and do the same thing. I'm not overly excited about who we're putting in her place, but we got to get rid of her.
I even got in her face when she came into Fulton. She went to William Woods University, and I got up there, and I spoke against her, about the Federal Reserve. She, you know, was in there and saying, oh, everything's great. And it was like, no, you lie. I gave her a Joe Wilson moment, so, you know.
Good. Just ask her what her net worth is now and what it was before she got in. And she's another one that has been a public servant all her life. She's never had a real
job. Mad Maxine. Diane Feinstein and, Nancy Pelosi, they all work for the corporation, and because they're doing such a great job, the corporation keeps them in, you know. That's why they don't ever go away.
Yeah.
So,
well, we're going to try and do our best. It's going to take time, though. We're not going to get it done in one election. I said that back in 2016.
Well, let's keep everybody educated. That's what we need to do.
Doing the best I can with the tools I got, as Derry Brownfield used to say, and he had more tools than I had.
Everybody needs to remember, if you don't contract with the corporation, they don't have control over you.
Amen.
So,
amen. All right. Thank you, Laura. Don't be a stranger.
Have a great Friday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to Wes in New Hampshire. Wes, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir. What you got?
I heard you earlier mention about Ayn Rand.
Yeah.
I noticed if people just want to say if America isn't that great, well, she's another great example of why America is great. She left the Soviet Union, come to the United States, another refugee from a leftist country.
Yeah.
She also had, you remind me, how you threw a few quotes out there. One of them, though, was she said that there's a separation of church and state. There should also be a separation of economy and state.
Yeah, that's a thought.
But, I wanted to talk about the 14th Amendment. I remember a gentleman yesterday talk about it, and I was reading this book, not the movie, the book, Starship Troopers by Robert Heinlein from the 1950s.
Uh-huh.
And he had an interesting, I don't know if you read the book or not, but he had an interesting concept, the idea that citizenship shouldn't be given, citizenship should be earned. And because of the fact that, like, in this country we have citizenship, everyone just gets it, and the vote is voting is violence. You're extending the will of a political party to extend control of people. And if you're going to have that kind of authority, you should have responsibility. And people vote; they don't have responsibility. They just vote like the Democrats per se. They want to vote for free stuff. Well, it's not free; someone's paying for it. But they don't vote thinking that someone has to pay for it. Or they vote for a political party that wants to push abortion or invade other countries. They don't ever think that. But
I was going to say one thing that I think with when we talk about political parties is the two-party system is what the problem is, because they've gotten way too much power and way too much, going on where they we we seem to only have two choices, one of two, one of, you know, the lesser of two evils these days. And while we have a few that are in there trying to do the right thing, they are very outnumbered. And, you know, we have the third parties that are trying, you know, people with great hearts, good, you know, good intentions, but we can't get any of them elected. And so the two-party system has definitely been a detriment. And, you know, they keep legislating things to prop themselves up.
Right. So that goes with Robert Heinlein was talking about was that basically the reason why that is because everyone's allowed to vote from the get-go. I mean, it's just an idea he had, but in order to vote, you had to serve either the military or some sense of the government. And if you are willing to give a couple of years of your life to the country, just service in general, then you have proven yourself that you should be allowed to wield authority, which is voting. And yes, you mentioned the only people who run for political office, they are also you have to serve as well. But
well, and I would say, too, that a lot of people that have come to this nation and been naturalized, they know more about our Constitution than the average American-born citizen.
Yeah, why is that? That's kind of strange, isn't it?
Well, they're not teaching. They're not teaching it strongly in the public school, and people don't seem to take it seriously. You know, they're silent, and it's not golden. I'm going to have to let you go. We're about to run out of time in this segment. I appreciate the call, though. Thank you, Wes, for reminding us.
All right, take it easy.
All right, thank you. I may be running out of time. I'm going to Kevin in Ohio real fast. Kevin?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Oh, just great. Glad I found you. I have about three things I want to mention.
Okay.
Number one, I think Trump was reading my mind about pulling those security clearances. I've been wondering for days when he was going to do that.
Yeah.
Finally got that action going.
You know, I think I don't have any First Amendment right because I don't have a security clearance.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Okay, that's go with you next one. We're going to head into a break. Let me put you on hold, Kevin, because I want to talk about what you've got to say because I think it's going to be good. All right, Kevin's going to be on hold. We're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome on this free-for-all Fired Up Friday. I say that one three times really fast. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Silence is not golden, and CSC Talk Radio is not going to be silent. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America's says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance. President Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. What's he talking about? Our Constitution. We're so excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. It's a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government, as well as brush up on your own knowledge of our Constitution. The Constitution Quest board game is a perfect learning tool, educational and entertaining, for family fun, a homeschooling tool, or a gift to a classroom. 2 to 4 players or team up. The Constitution Quest game is a handsome board game, and it includes a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We have these games available now for $49.95. $49.95 is an investment in this country's future. There's no pass and go. There's no collecting $200. But there is lots of fun and learning as you go. Order today. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online. www.csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Oh my gosh, we're already in the final segment of today's show. We're visiting with Kevin from Ohio, and we were talking about security clearances, and he's got a couple other points he wants to make. I'm back at you, Kevin.
Thank you. These are two really big ones. Number one, there's a major decision was passed last week against Monsanto and Roundup.
Oh, I missed that.
And, oh, my gosh. Dairy was probably smiling. they awarded $289 million to a groundskeeper that's been handling for his career in, you know, lawns keeping, et cetera. But it's opened up the door within 3 days. They had television out. There are television ads all over. Law firms sharking it, looking for... looking after, you know, everybody that's touched Roundup now has silk suit, and it's gonna chop our American supply of food. But then here, about silence is golden. I want you to look up a woman named Willy Dilly. Did you read about her? The Dutch member of parliament, member of city council for Hague, that committed suicide because of the Islamic influence. She was speaking out against them with Geert Wilder, and they gang raped her. She's in her 50s. Four adopter kids. They gang raped her. Then they walk up to her in the street. Look at her two or three minute video she did before she killed herself.
I did not hear about that.
They gang raped her, and then they'd walk up to her in the street and said how they're going to cut her throat and let her bleed to death. And they did it when she had a child with her on the street. She said she can't jeopardize her family. This is a silence is golden, right?
Mm.
And
you know, that's something that the left, they just completely ignore is the violence against women and the discrimination against women. And Cuomo stands up there and talks about how women are discriminated against, yet he's wanting to make his city and his state a sanctuary city and state for whoever wants to come in there with whatever ideals they have against others, whether it's the gays or the women or whatever the case may be, and how they want to abuse them and murder them, and it's just, you know, it's just wrong.
Please look up. I hope that the listening people listen to look up Willie Dilly's suicide.
Okay.
Look it up. It's heartbreaking. So she killed herself because she didn't want to threaten her family that they would kill her. But she was speaking up against the Muslim invasion. Yeah, really outspoken.
All right. So she's an American woman?
Violent.
She was an American here?
No. This is in Netherlands.
Okay. All right. I thought that's what you said first. Okay.
This happened about 6 days ago.
All right. Yeah. No, I had not heard it. Everybody's been silent, haven't they?
They sure have been silent, man.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And they don't talk about it in London and other places. So God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. And thank you for helping out every month. I appreciate that so much.
Oh, we all get along.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. Well, I had something else I was going to share with you here. Fridays, I don't know, I forget about it a lot of times, and I'm a little ashamed of that. I have a red shirt on today. Fridays are supposed to be Red Shirt Fridays, and the Red Shirt Friday is to remember our military people. That's all it's for. So, in that, I also received this email, and we have kind of shared this information before about the NFL talking about how they're all about freedom of speech. Well, trillions of dollars are spent on sports each year, from toddlers through retirement, nursing homes, rehab centers, hospitals, K through 12, public schools, colleges, universities, the gladiator teams, all for what? Wouldn't the world be better off sometimes without the sports and much healthier? This is just somebody else telling this. I like sports, but I don't disagree with all that they're saying. However, the NFL's history is not often reported, or we're not often reminded of what took place. So here's just a few facts. In 2012, the NFL had an issue with Tim Tebow kneeling for each game to pray. They also had an issue with Tebow wearing John 3:16 as part of his eye black to avoid glare and made him take it off. In 2013, the NFL fined Brandon Marshall for wearing green cleats to raise awareness for people with mental health disorders. In 2014, Robert Griffin III, he entered a post-game press conference wearing a shirt that said, "No Jesus, no peace, no, K-N-O-W," but was forced to turn it inside out by the NFL uniform inspector before speaking at the podium. And in 2015, D'Angelo Williams was fined for wearing Find the Cure, which was about breast cancer awareness. And in 2015, William Gay was fined for wearing purple cleats to raise awareness for domestic violence. No, the NFL doesn't have any problem with domestic violence, do they? In 2016, the NFL prevented the Dallas Cowboys from wearing a decal on their helmet in honor of 5 Dallas police officers killed in a line of duty. In 2016, the NFL threatened to fine players who wanted to wear cleats to commemorate the 15th anniversary of 9/11. So let me say again how the NFL supports free speech and expression of all. Really. It seems quite clear based on these facts that the NFL has taken a position against any action by NFL players demonstrating respect for any issue, for God, social causes such as mental illness, cancer, domestic violence, for cops killed arbitrarily for being cops, for the memory of 9/11. The United States. But they will allow demonstrations to disrespect our flag, our national flag, our national anthem for America and for the American people and for the military. So just to pass this on, but I think most of you know this, you know, honor the military, to many of whom have come home with an American flag draped across a coffin. That is not freedom of speech. You don't hear Cuomo talk about that. Maybe that's why America has ceased to be great, because it has ceased to be good. Do you ever wonder what it is these women have been oppressed from or by? We've come a long way, baby, as the old commercial used today, and that was for smoking a cigarette. What about the disrespect of a stay-at-home mom. Those women are discriminated against in many faces, in many places. I know I experienced that raising five kiddos. But you know what? It didn't bother me because I knew where I was. I knew who I was. And I was a little bit busy to be bothered because I had five kiddos to take care of. Freedom of speech is not taking a knee against your nation and then reaping a paycheck for it. Freedom of speech is important. But it's important for all. Or it's not freedom of speech. Silence is not golden. Silence destroys. And as Laura told us, silence is consent. And if we consent to the things that are going on today, I guess we don't really deserve freedom, do we? It's up to us. We the people. We are the ones. We are the only ones, as Laura said, that can move this and shake it and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.